Good morning and welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas. Really pleased to have all of you listening in this morning on this May 19th. We just love the month of May here in Ohio and the great weather that we have. And just appreciate all of our faithful, loyal listeners out there and any new listeners that may be tuning in this morning. Glad to have you aboard. Be ready for some great information about exteriors today because I have Mark Mason from APCO. And Mark, it's great to have you here this morning.
Gary, thank you very much. Great to be here and happy May.
Happy May is right. So if you ever want to reach us, any of our listeners, you can always email us by emailing info@davefox.com. And we really, honestly love to hear from you. So you can ask a question or just provide any comments, whatever. We'd love to hear from our listeners. And you can also go to davefoxradio.com if you want to listen to any previously broadcast shows, like, for instance, last week's show when I was speaking with Carol Ricks from Car Supply. So we had some interesting topics about exhaust fans and some of the new auto features that are built into them today and some of the new innovations in faucets where you just hold your hand in front of the faucet and water comes out. I know a lot of us are used to that at like maybe airport restrooms or something, but in your home, in your kitchen, it can really be handy. So if you want to find out more about any of that stuff, you can go to davefoxradio.com and listen to last week's broadcast. But today, Mark, we're going to be talking about exteriors and a lot of exciting topics, and this is a great time to talk about that, Mark. I mean, the weather's nice. People are outside doing work in their yards. They're looking at that old siding on their house that the paint's peeling, and they don't want to go through another paint job or who knows what the roof or the windows need done. It's all out there right in front of everybody's face now.
Now is the time, Gary. Take a walk around your house. Look at what's happening from paint to maybe water or, you know, gutters and downspout issues. Now's the time to walk your house, check things out, and get a professional out to have an evaluation.
Right. So, Mark, Vice President of APCO, you guys have been around for a long time, and you're a well-known name in the city of Columbus. And whenever people are having work done on their homes, a lot of people want to make sure that the company is reputable, they can trust the people. Honestly, Mark, you know as well as I do that there's some people in our industry that are not so trustworthy and have given our industry a bad name.
Unfortunately, that's the case, Gary. Mm-hmm. We live in a market that is tremendous, first of all. There's a rush to do lots of work, and you have to take your time and evaluate the people that are going to do work on your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are a lot of great companies out there, and APCO is one of them, a trustworthy company. You've been in town for a long time and have developed a great reputation, and people can have confidence and trust that when you guys come out, it'll be professional, the price will be fair, and the work will get done right.
We've learned a lot in our 58 years.
Yes,
58 and still learning.
Years. Okay, I have a little more learning to do. We've only been in business 37 years, so I'm still learning, right?
Yes, indeed.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
All right. So, Mark, what should we begin to talk about today?
Well, one of the things that that is come into play in design is more light. You know. Bigger expanses of glass, bigger patio doors. People are looking to bring that outside in. And whether it's through a large opening, a door, a patio, people are wanting to be connected with the out-of-doors. Mm-hmm. And we've got great products and great applications to meet those needs. Just a whole complement of products that are very, very durable and great warranties to go behind it.
Yeah. So, Mark, when we talk about bringing the outdoors in, because I think you're spot on there, I mean, outdoors, we love the outdoors. And in Ohio, we have the month of May to enjoy them. And there's a lot of months that we can't just get out and sit and enjoy outdoors.
That's right.
But if we've got the window space, we can enjoy it from the comfort of our home. So With this theme then of, you mentioned opening up more glazing, more glass space so that you can see outdoors more. What are you finding to be some of the popular areas in a home where people are doing that and where it's most beneficial?
Well, people are entertaining a lot more, and they're entertaining in their homes. And people want wide open spaces where people can gather. So we oftentimes seeing the family room, the breakfast area, those spaces getting larger. And then in some cases, people are adding, you know, larger master suites in a second floor area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is just where the people live and entertain on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so talk me through. Let's say I'm a homeowner and I've got a breakfast area. So I have a nice big kitchen and it's got all the cabinets and counter space and I'm happy with that. And I've got the dining room over here or the family room, but I've got this breakfast area space and I'd like more light in it. What are my options?
Well, you've got a lot of options. And one of the options that people are choosing are large patio doors. Today, patio doors in our market are available in, you know, configurations that bipart in the center, that open up to a 6 foot wide opening. You've got doors that will fold like an accordion to open up an entire wall. You have doors that are French style that in swing. So you've got a whole complement. You've got doors that'll slide into a pocket, or stack upon each other. So those have become very, very popular. When that's not possible, people can take an existing door and flank it with windows. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to preserve wall space, for example, they'll add a wall of windows and put a small door on the side. So there's a number of ways to do that. And my advice is to consult with design professionals. Mm-hmm. They can do an evaluation of your home and help guide you through the ideas and to come up with a plan to do that.
Sure. And if you happen to have 9 foot ceilings in your breakfast area, then there's taller doors, right?
Absolutely.
Taller patio doors.
Yes.
And you probably got a lot of width options, 6 feet, 8 feet, 12 feet.
You can start at, you know, every 3 feet, mm-hmm. all the way up to, there are manufacturers that can make doors that are 50 feet wide.
Yeah.
We can do standard 6'8" heights, 7 foot heights, 9 foot, 10 foot, and even customized heights in between.
Yeah. And those higher glass doors or even a standard height door with a transom above, I mean, just that extra window space higher to the ceiling, if you have a higher ceiling, really is beneficial, isn't it?
Makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah.
Your eyesights and it just the way that it opens up the wall and adds daylight to mm-hmm. to the room is incredible.
Yeah. So if you're in a situation where that makes sense and you're going to add a lot of nice glazing and just open the outdoors and invite it into your home, but have the weather protection and the comfort of being in your home when the weather's not great outside. When the weather is nice outside, then I guess a really nice deck or patio area would be really handy right off of that area.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for those beautiful days.
Yeah. And there's a lot of options there. I know, Mark, you guys do a lot of that type of work. So in our next segment, I think I want to explore some of the different things that can be done, because once people get this beautiful, expansive view to the outdoors and enjoy that, which it is amazing. I mean, the more outdoors you bring into your home, it's just in our lifestyles today, it's comforting. It's it makes you feel good. You know, light, I think depression goes away when you're in a beautiful, bright space. Just so many benefits of having a lot of the outdoors to enjoy while you're in your home. So then, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the decks and the patios that can go outside there and just even get more benefit from that. So again, I'm with Mark from APCO. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. And I'm Gary Demas and really glad to have you all tuning in on this May 19th. And we're talking about outdoors, right? Because the weather's so great and we enjoy the outdoor weather in Ohio in May. I sure do. I know. And we get a lot of nice, beautiful, sunny days and all those May flowers and trees are blooming and Everybody's working outside and enjoying the exteriors of their home. And that's a good reason to be talking to Mark Mason from APCO, right, Mark?
Correct. Thanks for having me, Gary.
Absolutely. So you guys beautify exteriors, don't you?
That's our business.
Yeah. And if you were tuning in the first segment, you got to hear us talk about some of the window options and opening up window space in your home to enjoy more of the outdoors, which is so crucial. And there's so many benefits to that. And I know my house, Mark, has tons of windows in it, and a lot of them go very high to the ceilings. And the house that I was living in before didn't have those features, and it's amazing the difference that just living in that home and how you feel about everything. It makes a huge difference.
Yes, the new buzzword is human-centric design.
Human-centric design.
Design based around human beings.
Wow, imagine that.
That light and being connected to the outside is good for the soul.
Yeah.
Or that's what I'm told.
Yeah.
Human-centric design.
Yes, sounds good. And I have, I'm a musician, and a lot of people know I build guitars for a hobby, which, I always love working with my hands. Now running a company, I don't have a chance to do that. I'm not a carpenter anymore, but I can go home and work on guitars, and it's all small parts. I work in my little shop in my garage. But in playing guitars, I have a music room down in my basement, and that's okay sometimes, but I like to go to my family room, which has very high ceilings, very high window spaces, and it's kind of like almost like you're outdoors. And it's such a great environment for me to like just to get the guitar and practice some music. It's just so much more fun than being down in the basement staring at four walls.
Well, and my experience tells me in my home, Gary, we have a piano and sons that play guitar, and to hear that music from across the house or in another room, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the last segment, Mark, we were talking about, okay, now that you put in this great big patio door, right, and you got this great access to the outdoors and you can see it all, then the natural next step is to have a nice space to go to when you walk outdoors. So talk a little bit about, I know you guys do a lot of deck work and patio work, so what are some of the ideas you may have for anyone listening today?
Certainly. So again, with that theme of being connected to the outside, there's no better way than to walk out your door onto a deck or patio, sit down in your favorite comfortable chair and have a cup of coffee in the morning or a glass of wine or iced tea in the afternoon. Read a book, listen to the birds, maybe see a squirrel, and it's just a really wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we do have bugs in Central Ohio, but there's still plenty of time to enjoy that space that's outside your home. And it's just fun to be outside.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times you put the deck level right even with the floor level in the house, so it's very convenient just to step outdoors. And a lot of times that space is approached from a breakfast area or a dinette area right next to the kitchen. And a lot of times, Mark, I'll on beautiful mornings, I get up early, I go to work early, but I like to at twilight, in the middle of the summer when it's daylight very early, I like to just go out there and sit on the deck and just enjoy that. And it's just really nice atmosphere. Or in the evening, my wife and I can go out there and get away from all the grandkids in the house and have a nice dinner outside on the deck until they come out and mob us. But
it is very, very fun.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Okay, so outside decks, then, there's so many different ways of accomplishing that, Mark. I know there's different products. Of course, years past, it was cedar or the pressure-treated wood, and both of those over time are going to require a lot of maintenance. And then I know today it's very popular to, even if it's a brand new deck, you're still going to use the pressure-treated structure underneath, but all of the exposed parts, the decking surfaces, the railings are going to be new types of materials, right?
No question. That's a very good point. The early decks were cedar, and then they evolved into pressure treated. Now the majority of decks use the composite boards, which look and feel like cedar. like wood, but don't require the ongoing maintenance that the pressure treated or the cedar decks used to require.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about a deck, you know, you can, one of the nice things about a deck, you can raise the elevation to the door height. And so when you open up your door and you step out onto your deck, you're stepping out right at the level of the floor. People like that. They like that connectivity. They don't like to step down or step away. You step right out onto your deck, and you feel elevated. You can look out over your lawn, your garden, or what have you, and it's just a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that happens with the platform decks that you guys build. But there are people that do want, like, a masonry patio that's down
Absolutely.
To grade.
And it's another great option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one size does not have to fit all.
Mm-hmm.
And the masonry patios with, you know, built-in fireplaces are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lovely. In a different look. It just gives you a different feel.
Sure.
And people like having something that's separate from the house.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah. Yeah. And what would be a general comparison in investment between those two? Is one more than the other? Or
typically, we see the composite decks are a little less expensive than the masonry patios.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So given the equal amount of space, masonry is going to be a little more expensive.
Correct. Yep.
But the deck can be right up and match your floor level in your home.
Yep.
So it's very convenient to, as I say, if you're carrying dishes out to eat or food out or making pizza out on the deck or whatever, very convenient. Great. So I'm sure you guys have been involved in some interesting deck projects. You know, decking can be, especially if the grade in the backyard changes dramatically, decks can be dramatic, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Lots of things to consider in terms of you know, obviously utilities that are in place, elevation changes, people that want to, say, go from a deck down to a, you know, a pool height, the steps and the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all kinds of configurations and stairs to accommodate different elevation changes in your yard.
Exactly. So I guess if you have a lot of elevation changes in the backyard, it can be done with masonry. But it's probably then dramatically more expensive, I would imagine, than with decking.
Yes.
Yeah,
got to bring in the big rocks.
Get the big rocks, excavation, all that kind of work. But if you have more of a, like most families, like most people in the area, your house is not, or your grade's not going to be dramatic in the back unless you're on a ravine or something. So, you know, you're going to have more flat space to put more of a traditional deck. And you could even put tiers on a deck. Let's say if your floor grade or floor finish is 2 or 3 feet above grade, then that gives you a lot of room to add some creativity in the design. And if people are, you know, trying to think about what they're going to do outdoors and can't just really come up with a great idea, they can always call you folks and have
Absolutely.
Somebody come out to help them with the design.
And we see that a lot, Gary. People want their grilling area, for example, at a different height or different location than just the outdoor living space itself.
Sure.
So, a lot of different options.
Yep. Okay, so again, I'm talking with Mark Mason. He's Vice President of APCO here in Columbus. We're talking about exteriors, and it's a hot topic now because the weather's getting nice. We're all outdoors, outside, enjoying the outdoors. So we're going to take a quick break, Mark and everyone, and we'll be right back in a minute. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas. I'm President of Dave Fox Design Builder Modelers here in Columbus. I'm glad to have you all listening this morning on this May 19th. And this morning I have Mark Mason with me. Mark, it's really a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
My pleasure, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So if you just happen to be tuning in, we're talking about, of course, the exteriors and outdoors. And Mark, we've talked about some decking. We've talked about glazing in a home, opening up the outdoors to the inside with maybe really large doors or large windows, which you guys can do. You're window experts, and you guys are siding experts too, right? So if you have to cut into some siding and patch it or fit it, you guys are the experts.
We can do it.
Or if it's time to just re-side the house, you could do that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So speaking of re-siding, Mark, because I know you guys do a lot of that, and you do a lot of that work for us, what are some options for homeowners today in re-siding?
Great question. So there's a number of different products available to use on the outside, starting with vinyl siding.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the most cost-effective. There are vinyl sidings in many different colors, including darker colors today. There are vinyl sidings that have insulated backs to them that help add to the insulation value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the most budget-oriented sidings that we offer. There are the next step would be the composite sidings, the fiber cement siding. We handle a brand called James Hardy that has a wide variety of pre-finished colors, trim boards, soffits, and decorative moldings. Great product. They offer a technology called Color Plus that gives a 15-year warranty on the paint finish, which is kind of unheard of. So as you know, fiber cement, very durable product.
Yes.
And then beyond that, there are a number of new composites such as AZAC, such as Boral, and some of those trade names that make composite sidings.
Sure. And the Boral is relatively new, right?
The Boral is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
It's a composite that looks and feels and cuts, mills like wood, but it will not rot. It will not deteriorate. It's got great paint adhesive qualities, and it's been approved in the historical districts of Columbus.
Yeah, because I was just thinking there's some really good historic patterns with Boral. I know they make a Dutch slab that we did on a project that you guys did for us recently. It looked fantastic.
It's beautiful. It, of all the composites, has great characteristics in terms of looking and feeling like wood and milling, cutting like wood, installing like wood. So it's a very desirable product.
Yeah. And you know, Mark, I'm just thinking, because you and I both have been in this industry a long time, and over the years, it's interesting how public opinion has changed on what people are going to do on the exterior of their homes. Because go way back, and when there was the aluminum was king, you know, aluminum siding,
yep,
and then vinyl came on the scene. Well, at that time, people were tired of dealing with painting this old wood clapboard siding, and it was a constant pain. And they readily went to aluminum or vinyl, even though it was similar in appearance to wood siding, but it was obvious that it wasn't wood siding, right?
That's right.
But it was agreeable to everyone because,
yep,
they wanted away from the maintenance, and it's like everyone accepted it, and they said, this is good. We want it. It makes our house look better. We know we don't have to paint it or care for it. So that ran its course,
yep,
it seems. And now when you see a home with vinyl siding, it's like, you know, it's not a big, oh, look, they have vinyl siding thing anymore, right?
Right. That's right.
So it's like, wow, that's probably the least expensive thing you can put on a house now. And so we're gravitating back to not lesser materials, but a more authentic look.
That's exactly, you nailed it, Gary.
Yeah.
People want that authentic look, and the little details that you pick up with a composite product are very, very important to people.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we see a wide, you know, it used to be that, you know, people used white and beige siding.
Yeah. Well,
now, you know,
yeah,
it's not uncommon to see a dark granite, mm-hmm, a blue, a red. People are really getting creative with the exterior color schemes.
Yeah. Now, Mark, I know you'll get a chuckle out of this because years ago, what you mentioned, the beige or the cream color siding, and then the dark brown trim, which that was like a knockout, stunning color combination. I remember the first few jobs we did like that. It was amazing,
yep,
you know, just wow, so
jumps
stunning,
right,
and
yep,
looks so cool. And over a little bit of time, it's like, oh, that looks dated.
Yep. People are looking for that awe factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want they're proud of their home, and they want to choose things that people are going to turn their head when they drive by.
Yeah. But now as people are going to a more authentic look, you know, people aren't clamoring towards aluminum or vinyl siding. Now, I mean, a lot of people still put vinyl on, and I'm not trying to knock it because it is a great product. It's very maintenance-free. But if people want an upgrade on their exterior, they're going to be looking for something that looks more authentic, but they still don't want to be painting it all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And yes, you're right. We've got, there are many different products for many different applications, and it's nice to have something new to be able to show people.
Sure. So the Hardy has been around a while, the cement board siding, and it is very much more authentic looking than the aluminum or the vinyl siding. And it can be painted, and it withstands a lot of years of weathering without having to be repainted, because you don't have all the characteristics of a natural wood product and trying to hold paint through different climates and rain and snow and everything else. And then the Boral is more new and even probably more looking authentic than even the Hardy. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So it's just interesting to see how those things change over time.
Yeah, indeed. They do indeed.
Who knows what we'll be talking about in a few years from now, right? So, again, you guys are the siding experts in town. And if any of our listeners are thinking about siding or decking, you guys are the ones to call at APCO.
Thank you.
Great people there. So, Mark, we're going to continue talking about exteriors. And I know you guys do some sunrooms. And just tell us a little bit about what you offer in sunrooms.
Yeah, so again, that the idea that outdoor living or exterior living, you know, but they want to use that space more than just, you know, one season. They want to use it in the spring and the summer and the fall. They don't necessarily want to heat it or air condition the space, but we offer sunrooms, and we do them in aluminum. We will also build them out of wood, and we could take it to any level from screens only to windows to patio doors, or a host of different ways to add that space in the outside of your home.
Sure. Yeah, so that way people can get out and kind of feel like they're outdoors, you know, when you have a sunroom or even a fully screened room, and have some protection, of course, from the rain or the elements. And if they go to the level of putting windows out there, then they can make it more of a three-season room and just get more use out of the outdoors, right? And in the dead of the winter, I don't think anyone's going to want to be out there freezing to death, you know, when it's 20 degrees outside. But, hey, if it's 50 and you have windows and it's up attached to your home, it could be fairly comfortable out there, or 60 degrees for sure. And just get a little more, you know, extend the seasons that we can enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they even make them with portable heaters, portable air conditioners. So mm-hmm. depending on what your needs are, what your wishes are, there are a number of different things to accommodate that space.
Sounds good, Mark. Okay, again, I'm talking with Mark from APCO here in Columbus. And I'm Gary Demas, and this is the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, and we're glad you're listening in today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, and I have Mark Mason on with me. Mark is Vice President of APCO here in Columbus. And Mark, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Mark, we've been having a good time here talking about siding and exteriors and decks and windows, and we both have been in this industry a long time, and sometime be funny to get together and just tell old stories, funny stories. There's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah, we could probably go on for a while.
That's right. So you can buy our book if you know. I'm teasing. So maybe we should write a book, Mark.
Not a bad idea.
Okay. We can advertise it on the radio show here, right? We'll make millions. Okay. So, Mark, I want to talk about the design side of all this, because everybody knows siding. They know decking. You know, they know windows. And everybody probably has in their minds different ideas of what they can do on their home. But when you look at someone who's got a lot of design experience, they can have such a broader picture of opportunities that people may be missing if they don't get some help from someone that is really design proficient in these areas. Because you know as well as I, Mark, there's so many products on the market. and just so many things that are being done, and clever ideas and clever products, and different ways of doing things. Or maybe in your home, you may not know that it's easy to take this wall out, or just, you know, put a little extra support and get a great big expanse and enjoy something that you wouldn't even think about otherwise. So talk a little bit about design in your industry and what you guys offer, or what you've seen and what you run into.
No question. Mm-hmm. Really, really important, and I would say often overlooked. You know, people, you know, just look at the home shows that are on television. There are many of them, and they have tons of new and creative and very clever ideas. And, you know, different online publications where, such as Houzz and all of the different home improvement type design companies. And it can be overwhelming. But if you consult with these people, such as architects, designers, and you know, tell them what you're looking for, you would be surprised what they can come up with, and very cost-effective, very creative ways of improving your home and the living space that you have.
Yeah, and there are a lot of design professionals out there. There's architects, as you mentioned, who are going to be well-versed on, I think, a lot of different building applications and mm-hmm. structures and pretty much big-picture projects coming together. Then you've got more specialty designers, like yes. in your industry, even for siding
yes.
or window and door opportunities on a house.
That's exactly right.
You know, because you're in that every day, you're going to be exposed to more than an architect who has this master plan he's got to put together. And architects are great at putting together, you know, great functioning floor plans and creating all these spaces. But when you're talking about someone that's working in a specific part of that home every day, and all the products they run into and all the different experiences they've had with clients who are also focused on a specific space, they're going to be a little more in tune to what's happening today, and probably just a little ahead of the curve in those specific areas.
Without question. And I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, we often think of the small spaces in interior design, and there is just a tremendous talent in this city of design talent that can help, you know, pull colors together. I don't know about you, but when it comes to color and me, that, you know, I know something when I see it, but could I put together a creative palette of colors? Probably not very effectively. And when you're considering a roof or your overhangs, your siding, maybe some brick or stone, a front door, your window colors, those are difficult elements to all pull together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like I mentioned, there's a host of great design talent in Columbus. I'm a board member of NARI, mm-hmm. National Association of Remodeling Industry. Its member roster is full of terrific design talent. You have a terrific design staff. Very, very important. It can make that process easy. And not be overwhelmed with finishes and textures and colors. And I would encourage everybody to, you know, if you have somebody that you work with, employ them as part of your team, whatever interior or exterior project that you might be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned colors and that you're not comfortable picking them out. And there's a reason why my wife picks out my clothes when I'm going to anything that she's involved in. She doesn't trust me to do that. But, you know, I've seen people work with our designers, and the designers will put something, they'll lay out a really nice demonstration of products for them. If they're doing a kitchen, they'll have some cabinet doors there. They'll have some paint color swatches. They'll have countertop samples. They'll have backsplash tile samples. It'll all be laid out on this board. And whenever I see that in our showroom, I'll go up and look and study it and just think about how cool it looks. And I'll think, well, if I was trying to put this together, there's no way on earth I would ever come up with this. I wouldn't think that all this stuff works together, but when you see it together, you know it works.
Oh.
And I think that's the difference is you don't know what you're capable of accomplishing in your home until you get somebody that really knows their stuff that can put these things together that you would have never dreamed go together. And then that creates that unique, stunning look and feel that you get when you see something that just really it affects you.
No question. The subtleties in color and how people can put things together to make it all work is really something that I admire.
Yeah. And it's not that you have to spend more for that. I mean, you can use typical products that aren't expensive, but it's just knowing how to put them together is what makes the difference.
That's exactly right.
Colors and the textures.
My painting project at home, Gary, is usually involves getting about 10 different 1-pint samples and coloring the wall. That's my challenge.
Okay. It sounds like the wall covering I put up in my kid's bath, and it's like different paint swatches and colors all over the walls. And I thought, this is perfect because if I don't do it in wall covering, they'll do it in reality. Crayon marks and pencils and who knows what, bubble gum pasted on wall here. So I thought I'd get a wall covering that blends with all that. But actually, one of our interior designers found this wall covering. I saw it. I thought, that is what I need for my kids' bath, my grandkids' bath, I should say. So, Mark, yeah, design is so interesting. And you mentioned NARI, which we've been a longtime member of that. And it's a great organization here in Central Ohio. And, when you go to the meetings with NARI, you see just how many great remodeling contractors there are in the city. And
we are blessed.
Yeah.
We are blessed with a number of really first-class contractors, remodelers, design professionals. We are really blessed with a lot of talent.
Yep. Really good companies, and we enjoy, they're our competitors, but we enjoy working with them hand in hand, just providing for the needs of the people in the city.
Yep.
Yep. So, Mark, it's been great having you on today, the Vice President of APCO here in Columbus. And, Mark, your company's been in business for 50-some years?
58.
58 years. Yep. Yeah. So that's terrific. Columbus is a great town. Great people, a lot of business activity here, a lot of professional people, a lot of great businesses that originated here, and just enjoy doing work here so much. I know you guys do too.
Terrific.
We really appreciate the city.
It's been a terrific market to grow up and work in. It's
absolutely
just a wonderful place.
Yep. So, Mark, thanks so much for being on. To all of our listeners, you can go to dayfoxradio.com if you ever want to hear any of our previously broadcast shows. You can always reach us by emailing info@dayfox.com. So I'm Gary Demas. I'm president of Day Fox Design, Builder, and Modelers, and I'll be back here next Sunday morning at 8.